Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 8, 2020. Cabinet published my new article, The Meaning of Purim. Purim, which takes place on the 14th of Adar, is the holiday of opposites. It connects between happiness and despair, concealment and revelation, Mordechai and Haman, exile and redemption. Purim, which stems from the word pur, lot, is the ideal spiritual situation, the final correction, gam ha'tikun. It is a state where a person's desires are corrected with the intention in order to bestow, and one becomes united with all desires, thus filling one's desire with the Creator's revelation, that is, the revelation of the quality of bestowal and love that connects among all desires. The spiritual meaning of Purim. Megillat Esther. The Book of Esther, describes forces that unfold in the person. These forces are what a person attaining spirituality discovers in connection with the Creator. They manage everything taking place in everyone's lives, and have been given the names Mordechai, Esther, Haman, as well as many others. The story of Purim unfolds before the construction of the Second Temple, soon before the Allah ascent to the land of Israel. It depicts the final battle before the final correction, Gam ha'Tikun. At this stage, the people of Israel, the innermost desire within the person that aspires to spirituality, live calmly and peacefully in the kingdom of Ahasuerus. Mordechai, the spiritual desire that wants only to adhere to the Creator, the quality of bestowal and love, lived happily and the kingdom was at peace. The people of Israel represent the majority of the desires that want to go straight to the world's leader to learn the law of the universe. The word Israel comes from the words Yashar Kel, straight to God. Indeed, in the beginning of the story, the narrative suggests that there is something wrong, there is one nation that is scattered among the nations. This passage can also be read as there is one desire that is scattered among the desires. It is this nation, Israel, the desire for spirituality, a desire of bestowal and love, that is supposed to be united against all other nations, which are desires for self-gratification. The strength of the desire for spirituality, Israel, comes only from its unity, so when it is dispersed, it signifies that the person has not yet fulfilled his destiny, for only the people of Israel, the united desire for bestowal and love above all other desires, can lead the other nations, all other desires for self-gratification, to the common goal, adhesion with the Creator. The evil Haman, who represents the egoistic desires in the person, wants to exploit the situation for personal gain. He eventually wants to overthrow the king from his throne. Haman believes that the fact that the people of Israel, the Jews, are dispersed testifies to their weakness, confusion and lack of faith. Therefore, he finds the situation to be a rare opportunity to eliminate the Jews from the face of the earth, as they are the sole force that stands between him and exploiting the Creator. What Haman fails to understand, however, is that the Jews are dispersed for a reason, the Jews' dispersion, that is, the dispersion of the small amount of spiritual desires among the large amount of egoistic desires, is in order for all desires to acquire the form of bestowal and love, that is that spiritual unity comes in integration and perfect balance with all desires, and not in separation to them. Indeed, we will see the truth of it when at the end of the story, all people reform. The meaning is that all the desires in the person, called people, except the spiritual desires that leads to confidence and happiness, called Israel. The Israel in a person, the altruistic part, is limited. That limitation can only be overcome by the evil Haman. That is why we need to find the Haman, the egoistic part, within us. Can knowledge of previous reincarnations be restored? Question: we learn something during previous reincarnations and now we come here again in order to learn something new. But everything we knew and understood was taken away. Do we have the right to restore this knowledge? Answer: if you study Kabbalah, your previous knowledge will quickly return to you. You will start sensing them and perceiving them as truths you understand. It is like in our generation how quickly modern kids internalize and grasp all kinds of technologies and knowledge in comparison to the children discovering the world 10 to 20 centuries ago. Do not worry, everything will return. This is done on purpose so that each time you perceive your soul anew. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, the 26th of January 2020. Spirituality is within arm's reach. Question: what happens when people get hooked on computer games or otherwise close themselves up? How should we react and relate to this? Answer: the current generation lives in this. They need nothing else. Previous generations dreamed of beautiful clothes, of some material objects. Today, the new generation has no need for them. Give them a corner or a separate room, because they have no desire to deal with anyone. Give them a computer or a phone with a good internet connection, pizza, cola, and leave them alone. Can you imagine what a person really needs? There are tiny studio apartments where you climb up, lie down, and you have everything you need there. Nothing more is needed. We are being replaced by a special generation with a special type of egoism. Their egoism is already attuned to the spiritual world. They have no interest in big mansions and wealth that you see in the movies of the 50s and 60s. I remember my youth when people raced for fetishes like that. Today, everything is different. Values have become virtual, and it is great. In such an era, spirituality is within arm's reach. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, January 12, 2020. Michael Laitman, on Quora: does Satan really exist? Satan is the human egoistic force, that is, the desire to enjoy at the expense of others, which comprises the nature of each and every person. The wisdom of Kabbalah says a lot about this force in books such as the Torah and the Zohar. For instance, the word Satan connects to the same root as the Hebrew word Sateh, which means deviation, and Maset, which means incitement. It is a force that diverts a person from the correct path, one of positively connecting to others in mutual love and bestowal. This force called Satan is rooted in every single person, and it is impossible to rid ourselves of it. The human ego has many different manifestations, but specifically the one that diverts us from positive connection among each other is called Satan. In order to become freed from its control over us, we need to actively engage in our society by building positive connections upon it. This force will always exist and will constantly generate discord between us. Yet, when we achieve a positively unified state, then all the satanic forms that held us back will be added to our efforts to positively connect, and will then serve to increase the positive force of connection between us. Precisely due to the human ego's constantly running motor that tries to manipulate us at every moment, making us want to detach from each other instead of connecting, and sinking us deeper and deeper into ourselves instead of applying efforts to exit ourselves and connect with others, then thanks to this ego, we will eventually get sick of it, a state called the recognition of evil, and will then readily force ourselves to come closer to each other. At that time, Satan will become a positive force. It is ultimately what will help us reach an understanding of our need to connect and the correct form that our connection needs to acquire.